We're starting.
No, crap.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin yet another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. It's fun for you and me. Yeah, I have no idea what that was or where it came from. But here we are. Okay, hello. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm having kind of a strange morning. I slept pretty good. I had a weird sort of dream that I don't remember that might have had something to do with me trying to tune a snare drum. I don't remember it all exactly. Maybe I should stop watching those damn drum corps videos before I go to bed. Am I right? Yeah, so not 10 minutes ago, I had a leg cramp. It wasn't too bad. My left upper thigh and... it tried to get me, but I fought it off and I won the fight, but I'm a little bit sore now. That's fine. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tobe, just go outside and walk it off. That would be a great plan if it hadn't snowed. I think it's snowing right now a little bit, too. Yeah, I can see snowflakes coming down. Yeah, that's right. It snowed overnight or early this morning, and there's snow all over everything. And when I woke up, the temperature was just above freezing. What's the temperature now? Let's take a look. Oh, a little bit warmer. It's about 2 degrees. It's 1¾ degrees. And the sun comes out every once in a while, so it's very wet. There's water dripping off of my house onto my deck. The snow is melting, but yeah, it was 23 degrees yesterday. The inside of my house got mighty warm, but no, I didn't turn on the air conditioner. And when I woke up, it was 1 degree. Another 20 plus degree change in like 12 hours. Just absolutely crazy. It's also a bit windy out there. It's just... meh. So I think what I'm trying to tell you is that we're not going outside today. No. Right, so... what are we going to do instead? Well, all the stuff that I've been waiting for the last few days finally arrived today. And no, I don't mean parts. Because, you know, yesterday I was talking about maybe I should get some more... maybe I should get some more stuff for this big show that's coming up, right? I did buy some extra cables and I bought some connectors. That was about $40 worth of cables last week. Or the week before, I bought $8 worth of connectors, and I bought another $40 of solar panels. Yes, as I mentioned, I might do yesterday, right after Dubious Goals Committee, I ran off to the store full of horror and fright, and I bought some of those things, and they were even more expensive than last time. I should have bought a bunch last time, but now I had to pay $2 more than I did originally, and so another $40 down the drain. I've probably got, how much money do I have into this now? Well, I'm still under budget, to be perfectly honest. I'm not sure. It's probably $100, but Yeah, so I did all that, and now I forgot what else I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah. All the stuff came in. So, I was waiting for a document, and that showed up in my email. But I have to send it to somebody else so they can print it out. Then I got to drive over there to get the printout, and then I got to sign the paper and then mail it back. Okay, no problem. But I got the flyer. Actually, I got two flyers. I got the flyer from Dylan yesterday, the flyer for the Kaite show, and it looks cool and great. And I also got a flyer for the Open Synth Night thing, the regular monthly meetup of the little synth club that's not really a synth club, but blah, blah, blah. So I got all these things. So I need to. Oh, is there any tea left? Barely. That's the last cup of tea in the teapot. Does that mean we're going to have to make some tea? Maybe later. Okay, so we got two flyers. Oh, Aaron was doing the other flyer, and he said, "Oh, is there a flyer for the April show at Shakedown?" I was like, "No, not yet. So if you want to, ellipsis." And so maybe he'll be doing the other flyer soon. That'll be great too. Yeah, I just got to keep track of all this crap in my head. My head, which is kind of sinusy, but I took the pills and stuff, and so I think I'm doing all right. I got that cramp, it's kind of trying to come back, but I'm refusing to let it do so. So, yeah, as I mentioned, I got more photovoltaics. I got four more photovoltaic panels, and I took the first steps of modifying these things. Let's see, how many steps is the process? Well, you gotta undo the thing, then you undo that thing, then you do what? Then you unsolder those wires, you drill a hole in the side, you insert the part, you solder it. It's basically a six-step process, and I did the first two steps because, well, frankly, I'm waiting for parts. I gotta wait for the jacks to show up. I gotta wait. Hopefully those will show up really fast. Then it's just a matter of soldering some stuff in. I'll do all the work possible prior to those parts showing up so that when the parts show up, it'll just be, 20 minutes of soldering, then snip, snap, snomp. Snomp and gabomp, and we'll be ready to go for usage. And then I gotta figure out what I wanna do with them. And when is the show? It's like 10 days. 10 days from now. Cutting a little close, aren't you, Tom? Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Oh, the other thing I did was I watched some anime yesterday. Oh, I did go back out at one point in time. Where did I go? I don't remember. But geez, everything's going to be real muddy for a couple days now. It's supposed to be warm and stuff again tomorrow. They're talking about, oh, where does this weird storm come from? It's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow again, too. So, like 15. Yeah, today it's going to get up to 56. I'm looking at the Weather Channel right now. Oh, that's 56 at 7 p.m. And this channel looks like it's locked up. Looks like it's frozen. It is absolutely frozen. Okay, so the TV's broken. Well, not the TV itself, but the service that drives it. So it'll probably be 16 or 17 degrees today. I imagine all the snow will melt. And then tomorrow it'll be nice and warm too. Great. Yippity yappity. So happy for you. And now I'm reaching for the teapot to drink more tea, but we don't have any tea to be drinking. Okay, so what does this mean? It means, I guess, that we need to move over here into the synth zone. So let's grab all this stuff. And let's head over here. This is the tricky part. Sitting down. Ow. Oi. Leg. Ow. All right. Plug some of this crap in. Oh, I hear synth. And if you can also hear that, you might notice that it's slightly different in that some of the notes are fading in and out. I wanted to see what this would sound like, so I plugged some LFO into it. I'm trying to reposition myself so I can not kill myself with my leg. Oh, there we go. Okay. Here's the howling. See, it fades in and out and all that. But I don't know if I like it, because then once you sort of unleash the beast, can you tell that it's changing? Because it sounds like it's changing now. It's not just individual notes are fading in and out, but if I do this... Yeah, I guess that's... I don't know. Is it really obvious? See, the thing is, I gotta wire all this up for obviousness. Because the people who will be doing this do not understand the subtlety of science. But yeah, I did this. Was this last night or the night before? Last night, I think. And I worked on this a little bit last night. Along with this, I tweaked some stuff, changed the basses different, and the cymbals are different. Because I had to think of something to do. So let's just start it up. It kind of works in this light, although the baby's going crazy. We can cover up the baby panel. And so what do we have? We got the melody thing. What channel is that on anyway? And I know what you're thinking. Cymbal sounds like crap, Tub. And we got some growl. Some bass growl there. Turned down something that I shouldn't have turned down. What is it? Why is this not? Okay. We have kick drum and cymbal, and you'll notice that it's off. But then when you start putting light on it,
If you put a lot of light on it, it just does 16th notes. But once you start backing off, and what's happening here is that the CV, the light-controlled CV, is changing the potential pattern it plays, but the pattern is Euclidean stuff, and so, without getting too technical, it sounds like crap right now. Then you can put it on 16ths, but the real trick is to move the light around. And you can make these really cool patterns. And it doesn't take any effort. Yeah, sounds like crap now, and then... And then you can do this. And I wasn't sure about this. I went through like 3, maybe 4 iterations of how to go about doing this. And I think this is the best result so far. Other things that I did were just way too hard to control and they never sounded good. But this is kind of okay. Yeah, it doesn't sound very good when it's not being affected. But anyone who's kind of ham-handed, ham-fisted, and doesn't understand subtlety, and they can just shine the light directly on it and it sounds okay because we got the 16ths. And you can get 8ths out of there. You can get backbeats out of it if you do it just right. It's subtle. There's some weird. Anyway, I think that's going to be how that works. And once we get the other... Well, actually, we could test this out because we got this thing. Oh, but are we going to be able to plug it in? Probably not. What I'm going after here is another panel. Can we stick this in? Maybe. Once we get the other panels assembled and made and everything and blah, 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 one of the other things we'll probably have to do is affect the CV of the cymbal. So the pitch of the cymbal changes. Let me get the better flashlight here. So we got this. Okay, cymbal has now changed, right? And if we have two people doing it at once, let's try it like this. Yeah, I think that'll fly. Sounds crappy by itself if nobody's doing anything. And what is this? Why is this hooked up? This is not in use yet. Okay, what is this hooked up to? Oh, that's the howly thing. I'm gonna take those LFOs out because... Or maybe I should... Like, leave one of them in. Because otherwise, it's just much too static. Yeah. Now, see, you're probably... probably thinking, that sounds crappy. It's too quick, too fast. Well, that's with my super bright flashlight. If you just use a regular light. And remember, people will be using their cell phone flashlights to do this, so it's going to be, I think that's calibrated just about right. I'm going to need some help setting this up, somebody with a flashlight. Where's our base? There it is. Umbra from the flashlight shining on that panel is enough to set the hi-hats to backbeat, although it just got off. Turn that bass up a little bit. That's tricky. Tricky. Tricky mix. Back the baby. Yeah, you baby. The baby's going crazy in the sunlight coming through the windows. Alright, hold on a second. I'm gonna put this down. I gotta go two-handed. I'm gonna get both flashlights going. Let's do a thing. To the damn thing. You get it. Cover the baby back up. Alright, so, yeah. Where is that sound coming from? I have ghost sounds. Went away. That is really interesting. What am I hearing? Whatever it is, I love it. But that's not what we're doing. I'm concerned about this. Is this enough? You know, because all we get to do with this thing is change the pitch. And I can hear that ghost noting. Is that the delay? What is that? Okay. But what I'm concerned with is, do we need to do something else with this? If we were to put another panel on here, where is that ghost sound coming from? Oh, I think I know. Dealt with. Okay. So if we're gonna plug another variable into this sound, what would we want to control? We have a number of options. We've got reverb. So somebody could shine a light on this and increase the reverb. Kind of subtle. Don't know if anybody would get it. We have this sort of like tonal control. You know, we got the timbrality grinder there, right? That's probably our best bet. Then we have sort of a stereo position thing, which is a little bit too subtle to be happening. And of course, we've got the damping control closed all the way down. We can start opening it up. That's fully opened. And then we have the geometric control. Which, maybe. Which is something that we could mess with. And we don't have to really settle on any of that either. All those things are switchable. You know, we can plug them in, plug them out as we go, right? I mean, we can just swap stuff around if we want to. The possibilities are nigh on endless. With this dull flashlight, all I can get is an octave. This is one of the things I tweaked. I tweaked it so that a regular cell phone light would have more range. I think we did this the other day. My super bright flashlight, the Supernova, how much range do we get? There's an octave. I think I got close to 2 octaves when I was sort of testing it out. But we can dial that back. Weak light. And I still don't know what to do with the bass line. Because for a while there, I was trying to get it to do something different. Cymbal sounds like crap until you put a light on it. Yep, so this is the thing. It's looking pretty good. And you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But now it's over and I...